Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf today pledged full cooperation with the United States in combating terrorism. Secretary of State Colin Powell talked with Musharraf yesterday on the phone, seeking his cooperation in the search for those responsible for Tuesday's attacks. Pakistan is one of only three countries which recognizes the Taliban regime in Afghanistan. Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates are the others. The Taliban for years has provided a safe haven to Osama bin Laden, who the U.S. believes may be behind the attacks. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in Islamabad, Pakistan's capital. What else did Musharraf have to say?
Not a lot, Bob. I mean, General Musharraf continues to express his condemnation of what he called the brutal acts in New York and Washington. And today, before his meeting with the new U.S. ambassador here, Wendy Chamberlain, he went further, promising President Bush, as you said, his full and unstinted cooperation. It's not known what President Musharraf and Ambassador Chamberlain talked about during their meeting, but I think it's safe to assume that this issue was at the top of the agenda. I'm also told that a senior Pakistani diplomat in Kabul, the Afghan capital, met with the Taliban foreign minister, Wakil Ahmed Mutawakil, yesterday to urge the Taliban to do something to resolve the bin Laden issue. The U.S. and the U.N., of course, have been demanding his extradition for some time now, ever since the embassy bombings in Kenya and Tanzania. Sanctions, of course, followed the Taliban's refusal, but the Taliban still say he is their guest, though a guest whose activities, Taliban officials say, have been curtailed in recent months.
Now, how much influence does Pakistan have with the Taliban?
It's tough to say. I mean, clearly they have influence, but what isn't clear is whether they can actually tell the Taliban what to do and expect them to do it. Pakistan is the country which helped create the Taliban back in the mid-90s. They provide advice and training and logistical support, and many of the Taliban's leaders either went to school in Pakistani madrasas, religious schools, or they were mujahideen trained by Pakistan and financed by the U.S. in the war against the Soviet occupation of Afghanistan in the 1980s. Pakistan is also the only country to maintain an embassy in Kabul, and Islamabad is the only place the Taliban maintains an embassy. Having said that, I don't think you could call Pakistan the puppet master here. I think that's simply untrue. But clearly they do have some influence, and the U.S., I think, expects them to use it and wants Pakistan's help. I think if the U.S. does decide that Osama bin Laden is behind these attacks, they want Pakistan to persuade the Taliban to either give up bin Laden, or if the Taliban refuses, possibly to allow the U.S. to have its planes use Pakistani airspace, maybe even allow the U.S. to use Pakistani territory as a staging area for some sort of attack.
And how would Pakistanis feel about that?
Well, after the 1998 cruise missile attacks on bin Laden training camps in eastern Afghanistan, the government of Pakistan's then Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif came under a lot of criticism here for allowing the U.S. missiles to fly over the country. Not that he really had much of a choice in the matter. At least one of those missiles did land in Pakistan, though it didn't do any damage. There's a small but vocal group of religious fundamentalists here who wholeheartedly support the Taliban, and they turned out in the streets following the 1998 attacks to voice their displeasure, but 2001 is not 1998, and Nawaz Sharif is gone. He was deposed by General Musharraf in a bloodless coup 2 years ago, and the military is probably less inclined to allow any large-scale dissent should an American attack against bin Laden or the Taliban or both come.
Are people in Afghanistan expecting a U.S. attack?
Reports from the capital, Kabul, Bob, seem to indicate that many, many Afghans do fear an attack is coming. Certainly the foreign aid community there is taking no chances. The UN is evacuating all its foreign-based staff from the country. That process started yesterday and is expected to be finished today. Also today, three Western diplomats who've been in Kabul for the trial of the eight workers detained by the Taliban for preaching Christianity, they also left under orders from their governments. And so, too, did the family members of the two Americans being detained. So, in addition to the UN, many other foreign aid agencies are also pulling their foreign staff out as a precaution as well. So, I think you can say not only the Afghans, but also foreigners working in Afghanistan are expecting something to happen.
NPR's Michael Sullivan in Islamabad, Pakistan.